Peter Benson, Wreck Master. This is Murphy Gibbons. Captain Peter Benson in 1867 was appointed wreck master for Nueces County. He succeeded Robert Mercer on Mustang Island. Benson was from Ireland and liked to tell about the time he saw Daniel O'Connor. Benson's family lived on Padre Island, but kept a house in Corpus Christi for school purposes. The military authorities appointed Benson as sheriff for a short time after the Civil War. He served a year before Dennis Kelly was elected in 1869. Before a channel was dredged through the pass at Port Aransas, frequent shipwrecks were caused when ships got caught in a storm or when captains tried to cross the bar without the services of a bar pilot so they could pocket the fee themselves. Because the depth of water varied from 5 to 10 feet, depending on wind and tide, crossing the bar could be dangerous. It was the wreck master's job to safeguard goods washed up on shore or salvaged from a stricken vessel. He would get 5% of the value of the cargo. The wreck master appointed deputies called wreckers to search the shoreline with long poles to probe the sand, looking for buried cargo. Some island residents would bury goods that washed ashore in hopes of reclaiming the merchandise later. Among the major shipwrecks of the Benson area was the Reindeer, which went down in 1870, the Fountain Blue, a lumber schooner that foundered in 1873, and the steamer Mary, which sank in 1876. The Mercer logs, kept by a family of bar pilots on Mustang Island, noted on November the 24th, 1873. Schooner Fountain Blue arrived from Sabine, crossed the bar, and tried to make a tack in the pass. She lost ground, dropped one anchor. It did not hold her. She let go the other, but it was too late. The ship filled with water, lost its cargo of shingles, and broke apart, with pieces of the vessel washing ashore. Peter Benson, the former sheriff and the county's official wreck master in the 1870s, was 94 when he died. This is Murphy Gibbons.